is the annual prescription drug drop-off day. Thought it would be appropriate for us to share a story. And this story I was able to track down is actually the story of Joshua Ballard. And to share thoughts with us about this and Joshua's struggles, we've reached out to his mother. And on the line with us here, Tamara. Is it Tamara or Tamara?
Tamara.
Tamara Ballard. And I thank you for this. I do appreciate this.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Josh.
Joshua was a great soul. He is a great soul now. He grew up with three brothers and two brothers and a sister, and went to school just like every other typical child. Grew up in a loving home. I'm a nurse. His father, a firefighter. Get into some typical teenage problems growing up, worked through those, and then as he was getting older, you know, as a mother, we always speak to our children about drugs. However, my big regret is I never spoke to him about prescription drugs, and nor would I ever think to speak to my child about prescription drugs. I talked to him about street drugs, cocaine, you know, marijuana, stuff like that, but never thought to speak to him about prescription drugs. Unfortunately, at the age of 22, my son died of a prescription drug overdose. He died October 29th, 2011. He died of an acute methadone overdose. He was opiate naive, got his hands on prescription medications and tried it once and fatally took his life.
When you say opiate naive, what do you mean?
That means he has, when the forensic toxicologist did tests on my son, they did some hair tests, fingernail tests, and when they said he was opiate naive, it meant that he's never had opiates before in his system.
When
until
it took his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is troubling for a parent to know that you thought you were educating your child. You felt you were doing all that was within your power to do.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. So with that, you know, like any parent that loses a child, it's devastating. It rocked my world. However, I did join the group Get Prescription Drugs Off the Street for that very reason, is to get the prescription drugs off the street. You know, had my son known, or had the other 437 Nova Scotians that have died between the 2007-2012 had knowledge about opiate prescriptions, I'm sure most of them would be here today.
When you hear that the police across this country are actually holding a day where they want pills to be dropped off, what goes through your mind?
What goes through my mind is, by all means, everybody should be paying attention to National Drug Drop-Off Day. However, what goes through my mind is the fact that it doesn't need to be a National Drug Drop-Off Day. You know, you can return your medications to the pharmacy any given day of the year. It doesn't have to be a National Drug Drop-Off Day. And the piece to all of this, I think, that gets me the most is you will get a drop in the bucket. You will get people coming in and dropping off prescription drugs, but it's not the people that we need in there dropping off their prescription drugs. This, you know, you will not have somebody that's a diverter selling their drugs on the street, or an addicted person, you know, going in and dropping off their prescription medications. This misleads the public to think that this is the silver bullet answer to having this National Drug Drop-Off Day.
So what should we do? If this is just, in some ways, I won't say a token gesture, but really it's a small piece of a bigger problem.
It is a small piece of the bigger problem. We definitely need to be raising awareness. We definitely need to be stepping out there and helping people that, you know, have addiction problems. We need to educate our children. We need to educate the public. you know, as Corporal Carl Pittman from the RCMP stated in the newspaper, you know, on April 28th, that, you know, this is a growing problem that, you know, justice can't get a handle on. Doctors can't get a handle on, you know, this is a controlled substance that comes from your physician's office. You know, Nova Scotia has a few good programs in place, like the PMP program, and they're having responsible doctors have patients sign contracts to take these medications home. However, you know, that still does not stop people from diverting these drugs. For instance, two of the three people that died within the last 3 years obtained their prescription medication from somebody that had a contract signed with their doctor and still diverted the medication. So it's not the be-all, end-all. You know, it's a step in the right direction. However, there's, you know, a whole facet of things that have to be tackled to prevent this.
You know, we've heard about the drug monitoring and how there are supposed to be checks and balances in place, but that still doesn't mitigate the risk, does it?
Not in the least. As I said, you know, with the checks and balances in place and a contract signed, you know, said person still was able to divert his medications, and two people lost their lives due to that.
I'm wondering if you spoke with Joshua about using drugs and taking drugs. What would you say to him now if you had the chance to say it again?
If I had the chance to say it again, I'm not really sure. I don't think it would take just one sentence to say it all again. I think it would be a whole education process with him. You know, like children, you don't tell them once and they get it. It would probably be, you know, raising the awareness of prescription medications and the dangers behind them. It would be a long process that I would sit down and talk to my kids about, certainly all the time.
Does the healthcare system, do the pharmacists, the pharmacy companies, the people making these drugs, do they hold any responsibility?
Absolutely. You know, when you think of the partnership for Drug Free Canada, it's a major national Drug Free Canada outfit that receives funding from Purdue Pharma, and they are the makers of OxyContin, Dilaudid. So it's kind of, you know, a catch 22 there. It's like the tobacco company selling medications for lung cancer. It just does not make any sense to me.
Well, Tamara, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I'm so thankful for your strength in finding the courage to talk to us about this.
I thank you, Sheldon, for giving me this opportunity.
All right. All the best.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tamara Ballard is her name.